The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
I learned last year from our local indigenous community that what we are doing here is we are entering ceremony. And that is something we are doing together through the season of Lent and through Holy Week and beginning Ash Wednesday through this time. Ceremony is opening ritual space where there is a beginning and there is an end and there is something that happens in between. And I remember, so we hosted a mini round dance here last year, and we had drummers and we had a giveaway, and we had a group that made bannock for the meal. It was stew and bannock. And the lady who came to teach us about making bannock and to share with us a bit more about what it meant to be in ceremony and in feast, she said, when we're in ceremony, we put raisins in our bannock. And it's a small thing, but you know, for her, that was very important, that there's a kind of bannock you make when sort of regular time, you need a snack after school, and there's a kind of bannock you make when you're in ceremony. And it was her practice even to set aside a plate, you know, for the ancestors, that they got to eat first. Those who had gone before us were remembered. They weren't forgotten in ceremony. And I was reflecting this year that when Anglicans are in ceremony, we have blueberries on our pancake. So we had the feast last night, and we had all kinds of toppings and, you know, whipped butter. Around here, it's whipped butter and, what is it, rhubarb, blueberry topping. There were three kinds, but that's the one I remember. And these are things that we do in ceremony, and we think of them, those of us who have kind of grown up in that, as just kind of normal. Well, that's what we do this time of year, and those who are less familiar with that might say, that's what you do. You have pancakes. Why are you having pancakes at this time of year? That's kind of a strange thing. Why are you gathering to be marked with ashes? And we want to say that's what we do when we're in ceremony around the passion of Jesus Christ. And so we're entering this thing, and we do it as a community. I was with Kings earlier today, and they wanted Ash Wednesday for their normal Wednesday chapel that they do. And they made sure to invite us that if any of us want to go to any of their chapels, it's Wednesdays at noon, and anyone is invited to come. This Wednesday, they were marking Ash Wednesday and the 40 days. They're not an Anglican group, but they know they have people from Orthodox tradition and Anglican and different liturgical groups. And this is a moment that apparently we do and many others don't do. I don't know how far Ash Wednesday goes. I know the Catholics do it and Anglican. And so reflecting on the things we do in community as we enter this time together. I don't mind saying that as we come to Ash Wednesday, we're reminded that most of us here are disconnected from the land we walk on, which is to say we're disconnected from the land that we came from, and we're disconnected from the land that we're going back to. The thing we will say when we mark ashes on your forehead is, "You are dust, and to dust you return." And I think the reason we need that every year is that our general move is away from those things. Our general movement is away from our birth and is away from our death. And when you live in a city, it's away from where our food comes from and how we are actually sustained in the world. In a rural context, we're more cognizant of that. When you're cleaning, you know, shit out of the pigsty, you know, you're much more connected with where your food comes from and what is going on and where you come from. In the city, we have layers of concrete. We have grocery stores that, you know, saran wrap everything. And so we get our chicken and we get our celery. And, you know, we grew celery this year and it does not look like how it comes. And so we have these layers of disconnection from where we come from. And many have reflected that the food we eat actually becomes who we are. And the things we put into ourselves become who we are. And so we realize that we're actually made from the dirt. We're made from the soil that produced the food, that fed the cow, that landed on our plate, the vegetables that we share in. And so the truth is, and the truth that Ash Wednesday somewhat uncovers for us, is that we are made of dust. We are made of these things, and that is the truth, and yet we forget it so often. And so we need to come together in ceremony and be marked with ashes and be reminded, so when we go back into the world, we're maybe a bit more connected than we used to be. And the power of that connection, I think we have yet to really articulate and understand. I've heard people reflect that a lot of our anxiety, a lot of our mental health issues come from this disconnection, that we are so isolated and we feel as if we are the only person on the planet, the only living thing on the planet, and we have to bear all this weight ourselves instead of being part of this wide movement of creation and life that surrounds us and fills us truthfully and carries us as we go along. I think we know that when we go walking in Gold Bar Park or we get out in a place where we're deeply reminded of the earth and we feel a calm coming over us and we feel our anxieties going away and reflecting that our ancestors lived in that and existed in that context. And how would that change our life if we lived more deeply connected with where we come from? And so we reflect today on the sheer blessing and provision of God in our having life, the sheer gift and provision of the soil that was gathered up and life breathed into it, and we screamed, and our mother screamed too, and we came into the world, and we took on life, and we came into our own being. And we reflect how at the end of our life, we are given back to God, and our soul and our spirit and our bodies go back to the earth and are received again in the way that we came. And in both those things, it is sheer gift and blessing. Our breath is given to us. The land that we are made out of is given to us. The life that we encounter is given to us. I think God kind of sends us out in with a freedom, with a kind of go and explore, with you're going to mess up, go figure it out, but it'll be okay. I will be with you. The news of Jesus is saying, I'm with you even in the moments you have failed utterly and in the moments where you don't know that I'm with you. Jesus came physically to be the presence of God and remind us of this. And yet we have this freedom to go and be and love and try and fail and in all of that midst. So we come to Ash Wednesday in awareness of this gratitude for what we've been given, awareness of the freedom that we have used well and sometimes not so well. We come to it aware of the numerous things we don't know in our world and that sometimes bring us great trouble and great fear. We come to it with our inability to change other people and our inability to change the things that are in our world. And we come humbly to receive a simple sign of God with us at our beginning and our end, and we are dust, and to dust we will return, but it will be okay, and you will be okay, and in death you will be okay, as in birth you have been okay, and God is surrounding this whole thing and filling it and providing for us, sustaining us in every moment. Thanks be to God.